episode 168 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Out Under Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics. So if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Laura, and this week I'm joined by fellow Out Under Travel agents, Lindsay, Sandy, Donna, and Elizabeth. And we're also excited to welcome a very special guest tonight, Elizabeth's son and one of my favorite humans, Marcus. We invited Marcus here today because, well, Elizabeth told us we had to. No, I'm kidding. Really, we invited Marcus here today because at almost 12 years old, Marcus has 10 cruises under his belt, and he can't wait for the next one. We plan trips for families all the time at Outlander Travel, but what better way to learn what kids like and don't like than to ask them directly. Marcus is here tonight to share his thoughts on four of the major cruise lines from a kid's eye view. So, let's get started. So, Marcus, which cruise lines have you sailed now?
So far, I've sailed on Royal Caribbean, Disney, Norwegian, and I've sailed on Carnival.
You have a favorite?
Disney would be my favorite.
Yeah, can you say why that is, you know?
Disney.
Well, because it's Disney. And
spoken like Elizabeth's
yes.
son. Raising him right.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's really fun, and it's more exciting for more people, I guess. Like, it'll be exciting for any people, even if you don't like Disney, you'll probably still have fun.
So then do you have the rest of them ranked in your head? Like, if you can't do Disney, what your second favorite is?
Well, my second favorite would be Royal Caribbean. My third favorite would be Carnival. And then my fourth favorite would be Norwegian.
Really?
Yeah.
So does that mean you don't like Norwegian, or does that just mean...
Well, I've only been on Norwegian once, so I haven't had a lot of experience with it. And the one time I've been on it, I've only been with my family. I'm not saying you guys are bad.
That's what he's
saying. Family? Our 12-year-old son wants to cruise independently. Anybody want to take a kid on a cruise?
I know what you mean, though. It is fun with friends or family, you know, bigger group. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, I think we talked about this before. You said Carnival you liked because it was a little bit more fun, but every time we sailed on Carnival, you've sailed with lots of friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there have been other friends on board. So.
What makes Royal Caribbean your second favorite? Is it the activities? Is it the...
Yeah, it's mostly the activities and, like, they... Seems like they always have a golf course. And, okay. Well, most ships do. And the pools, there's a lot of pools on the last Royal Caribbean ship I went on, which was the Allure of the Seas.
Do you do the Float Rider? Did you try that?
The surfing simulator?
You guys didn't say I can do it. I wasn't.
You were pretty young, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I was allowed to do it. I'm not sure I even would have done it if I was allowed.
Yeah.
What about the zipline? Were you too young for the zipline?
I think I was too young for the zipline, too.
Too light. I think it was a weight.
It's okay, Marcus. I'm too young for the zipline.
And I'm too light for the zipline.
So I think.
Did you do the rock wall, the climbing wall?
Yeah, we did the rock wall. We tried to do it one time, but I believe it was way too windy, and we didn't want to get flown away in the middle of the sea, so...
They do tether you, right?
Yes. So, children are prone to exaggeration, just in case you didn't know, yeah. So, and on Royal also, so one of Marcus's favorite things to do is ice skate. He plays hockey. So we were really excited that there was an ice rink on the Allure of the Seas, right? You remember that?
But I did fall down and almost break my back.
Again, hyperbole, but yeah. What did you think of the ice show on Royal Caribbean? Do you remember?
It was, I'm pretty sure it was DreamWorks, How to Train Your Dragon. Oh. It was, I think the story wasn't, I mean, the story was okay, but the part that I was really interested in was the, you know, the dancing and the skating and the puppets and stuff.
How was that?
There was some really nice puppets. I think one of them kind of was, like, one of the dragons kind of was breathing fire. I'm not sure that's 100% true. Don't expect to go to Oyoka being expected. Fire isn't very trusty on ships.
But yeah, I don't think it's actually breathing fire. But that's actually, and you know, it's important that as we're talking about this, to remember that, you know, Marcus is almost 12. So some of these cruises that he's been on were a long time ago. So his perspective of them was from a much smaller child and the things that he remembers.
That's good to know, though.
Yeah.
It's what does he remember from that age, and what will other kids maybe remember, you know, or find, you know, from that age, find exciting or find intriguing. Mm-hmm. But parents may not think about that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Marcus, did you spend any time in the kids' clubs?
Well, kids' clubs is kind of, I've stopped really using them when I'm getting older because they kind of get more boring. Because I'm still not old enough to go to the tween club.
You are on Disney now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's just transitioning in, yeah.
But I'm supposed to, I've never been in the tween club. Well, I have been in Norwegian, but it was the kids club taking over the tween club. So it was kind of, all the 10 to 12 year olds taking over the tweens club because all the tweens will supposedly sleep who they want. Yeah, it was close.
Early morning.
Yeah. And yeah, the thing, the tweens club and the teens club are much better for people like 11 and 12, kids who are 11 and 12, because those air hockey and they had a lot of Wii U's and they had like Xboxes and they had. Like yeah, air hockey, foosball. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you had a little jukebox or something that you can play music on. And, yeah, that's for Norwegian. But, well, clearly, I don't really remember the kids' club. It's kind of a blow.
He loved it. I mean, at the time, they thought it was great. They wanted to be in it all the time.
But
so.
The Disney Cruise Club had, like, the best electronics. They had electronic table, which had a bunch of different games, like I think there was solitaire or something. No one ever played it. Everyone was always playing air hockey.
Oh,
yeah. Electronic air hockey and stuff. And then there was always air hockey in the kids club. And then there was, they had an electronic dance floor where you can play, like, everyone would stand around the floor and then, like, there would be games where you would have to step on certain things and it'll control what's happening in the center.
What? Does the floor light up?
Well, yeah, there was a certain area on the floor where it just started showing stuff that was happening on the tablets. Like, one of the consoles had a tablet and can play different games connected to it.
Yeah, why can I not be in the kids' club?
They do have, like, open play time.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
And there's a lot
for people without children who are sailing,
No, actually, they will not let you in if you don't have children. It's very, you can't come in just as an adult.
And they make you wash your hands every single time you enter the Disney Kids Club.
Yeah, it's like a car wash kind of thing.
Yeah, you put your hands in, and then it goes with water, and then it goes soap. Water and soap goes over your hands, then you take it out, put it in a different thing, and I think they actually had a hand dryer. I mean, yeah. They had a very complicated thing to wash your hands and a very easy thing to dry them. And then they're always playing a Disney movie. Like, there was a little TV in a separate room where they were playing a movie, but you can never hear it because they were always playing, like, they were blasting music. So you had to, I mean, you can hear it. We had to, but a lot of people weren't really close to the TV.
Do you remember ever meeting any characters in the kids' club?
I think Stitch came one time, and we all did songs, like, we all sang with Stitch and stuff. I don't know.
Last time you were on Disney, wasn't it a themed cruise?
It was Stars at Sea, yeah. And it's on that, I think it was on the Fantasy, where every single day, from the first day to the Star Wars Day at Sea, they would play Star Wars movie. So the first day was The Phantom Menace at like 10 o'clock. The second day was Attack of the Clones and so on and so forth. And then on the seventh day was The Force Awakens, because that was a new movie at the time. And that's, they played The Force Awakens on the Star Wars Day at Sea. And they had Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse dressed up, I think. And there was a lot of cosplayers dressed up. Mm-hmm. I was in a Kylo Ren costume.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And were those in the movie theater?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were in a huge movie theater.
So you could watch New Hope on the big screen. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, but they played it at, like, crazy times. So, like, I think the New Hope played at 11 o'clock. Like, yeah. I love it, but not that much.
Yeah.
11 at night or 11 in the morning?
At night.
Yeah, 11 at night. Wow. Yeah. And Athena, my sister, started to watch it, and she just gave up and went back to the room, because she could not stay up that late.
Athena is a night owl. Marcus is not. Marcus is like me. He'll go to sleep fairly early. I mean, on a cruise ship, he'll stay up a little bit later, but not really.
He's like Donna.
Yeah. And you, I might add. He's like all of us. Yeah, he's like all of us except for Lindsay. Lindsay will stay out until all hours, but yeah, she's our party out. Yeah. So, yeah. Yep. So,
Marcus.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about my favorite thing in the whole world, food. I wanted to ask what your favorite things to eat on. Was there a cruise line that stands out in your mind as having maybe more things that you love to eat on it? Or what were your favorite things?
Every cruise line had a buffet. And that's where I spent most of the time from, like, I'm hungry. And it's kind of like a kitchen, like, where you can just pick up a snack and then leave. It's kind of like a kitchen, but it has, like, cooked food. Like, you don't have to cook anything. You just, there's bacon, pizza during lunchtime. You can make your own BOGO. And during morning time, there's a chef who will make an omelet for you, scrambled eggs, bacon.
Bacon?
There's some bacon there, too. And I'm not sure there was a lot. Oh, and there was food and dinner, but we didn't really go to the buffet at dinner because we decided to actually eat proper dinner.
No. Much to Marcus's dismay. He loves the buffet, and I do not. I'm quite the opposite, so... What?
That meant.
Oh, it does, yeah. So, for a minute, I was worried I called you the wrong name.
And then the sit-down restaurants, like, the Norwegian has freestyle dining, which I'm not really a big fan of. Some people are, but I don't really like it, because I think it's just better to have a... like a signed thing where you go to this and like you go to this certain place each night and you have the same waiter who would recognize you, know your name, you know, recognize what types of drinks you like. I got chocolate milk every single day and I only had to ask for it like one or two times. And then every single time I walked to the table and they just had chocolate milk sitting there. I'm like, this is great.
Which cruise line was that?
Disney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it was interesting. I didn't expect Marcus to miss the servers, you know, the same servers, but he actually commented on that, like, halfway through the Norwegian cruise. He's like, I wish, you know, this food's good, but, yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you think? We did a lot of specialty dining on Norwegian. What'd you think of the specialty dining? Like, the restaurants that we went to, we didn't really go to the main dining room except for lunch most of the time.
Oh, yeah. So,
like, we went to the fancy Italian place, and we went to the
Really, really fancy place with only like two people there.
Yeah,
because it was like money. It was a lot of money, and it was good, but it's really fancy. Like you couldn't have shorts on; you had to just pop a.
He said shorts, not shirts. you can wear a shirt.
So, was that the one with all the meat? Did you guys go to that one?
We did do that.
We did, yeah. They had the stone, and every once in a while, they'd come up, and only a couple people would have, they would have a green side of a stone and a red side of the stone, mm-hmm. And if you wanted to eat from the salad bowl, you'd flip it over to red, or you wanted to have a break from all the meat. But if you did want to eat all the meat, you'd flip it over to green, and sometimes if... like, some people had it on green and some people have it on red. Usually I would just flip it back over to green because it's meat.
Did you like it?
Yeah, that was good. Just they everyone, like, it. If we were sitting outside, it was Norwegian. We were sitting outside, and Norwegian is really, it's cool, like, to sit outside, but the waiters took a while to get outside. Like, they were always inside for most of the time until... like, more people came outside and they decided to actually give us food.
Yeah, both times we sat outside on the with the waterfront, we were the first ones to be seated out there. So
you guys early or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like our Italian reservation was at like 5:30.
Yeah.
And then the Brazilian restaurant, it was like 6. But there were already people there, but none of them were sitting outside. I guess they just didn't want to.
Yeah, and I think when we were...
It had already been 2 hours since Marcus had eaten, so yeah.
I think it was I was the first restaurant, and I think when we were sitting outside, when I think we were leaving Jamaica, Costa Maya, was it Jamaica?
Jamaica, whatever.
Yeah, we were leaving Jamaica, and so we started dinner in port, and then we ended dinner while we were sailing, so we got to see like the sunset on Jamaica and everything.
Nice.
Well, that was really nice.
Mm-hmm. It was nice.
Now, Marcus, even when you were little, did you do the shore excursions with your parents, or did you actually stay on board?
Oh, I would always do the shore excursions. I would never, like, I don't like leaving my parents on boats when I was little, because, you know, I don't want to get lost. It's a big boat.
He doesn't know.
But I mean, because when I took my kids, I left them one day in the kids club all day instead of taking them ashore.
But I can't really have the feeling that I'm sitting in the kids club while my parents are off, I don't know, surfboarding and...
Yeah, because that's totally what we do. Well, yeah.
Look, we usually, if we're going to stay on board, we stay on board as a family. Like, we always, in Disney, we always stay on board in Castaway Key because it's boring.
Really?
They won't let us go out.
What?
I've tried.
It's, the waves are so small.
There are no waves.
Yeah, there are no waves. That's why they're so small.
Do you know what Castaway Key has that you were too young before, but you're old enough now, they have a 5K, and they give you a real medal.
Totally. Do you want to run a 5K?
So
No.
Yeah, I know, my favorite thing about Castaway Key is the adults
I know, that's my favorite part too. But yeah, we've tried several times to take them out there, and they're just like, nope, don't like this.
Oh my gosh, I think it's like discovering a new Disney park.
But we only like the beaches because the waves are so big. And then we went to the beach, and then there were no waves. There were just just water.
Did you do the snorkeling there?
We did do the snorkeling once.
I don't know if we did snorkeling at Castaway Key. You guys weren't into it then. We did it.
You went snorkeling in some place on a cruise ship, and I thought I found the doorway to Atlantis. I think it was on the Fantasy, the Disney Fantasy.
That's possible, because they have stuff like that set up.
And they have, they have underwater sculpture things.
Yeah, there was a little sculpture and everything, and my dad was just kind of sitting outside. He didn't want to go snorkeling. And I was snorkeling, and I went a little bit farther. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to take a risk and kind of just hold my breath, go underwater, and see if there was anything cool. And I saw a statue, and then I saw something that looked like a plate with words on it. I know it was placed there on fake, but it looked like the doorway to Atlantis. So I just...
Could have been.
You never know.
It's aerial.
Yeah, you have to kind of snorkel around and find Mickey, and there's a lot of cool stuff.
But then again, I'm back, so he went back up.
So what we're talking
did
about...
Did you see...
Go ahead.
Oh, did you see Jack Sparrow when you were there? Because that was like the coolest thing, to see Jack Sparrow on the beach.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see him. I'm not sure.
You see, you got to get off the ship.
I saw him.
Well, we saw... I think one time we went to Castaway Key, there was a statue of Olaf, and that's probably the closest we've got to character interaction.
Oh, they have like a dance party with the characters out there, and they do like hermit crab races, which I think is a little bit sad and cruel, but
it's also adorable.
Marty, I don't know if you know this, but I, for a long time, I had kids with disabilities who lived with me, like foster children, and one of my kids got to go on a Disney cruise for Make-A-Wish. And I loved Castaway Key because they have tons of beach wheelchairs there. Mm-hmm. And I could roll her almost right into the water. And the water, if you just look down the water, there's fish all around you.
Mm-hmm. It's clear.
And she loved that I could support her in the water, and the fish were like nibbling at her toes. And the water was freezing. It was cold. She still wanted to be in that water. And then she loved the barbecue there.
Yeah.
The water was always...
I think I could have left her on the island just eating barbecue for the rest of her life.
Wait, have we convinced you? Or are you gonna give it another shot in your next Disney cruise? Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe.
run the 5K and then find yourself a hammock, read your book. I mean, it's not
barbecue.
So while we're talking about private islands, you've been to a couple others. Do you remember them at all?
Maybe if you told me the name.
Half Moon Key. We did the private cabana with the big group. Do you remember that?
Was it the one where
you floated out to sea?
Yeah. So we got stranded. We got stranded in the thing that separates like the getting lost in the middle of the ocean to just being in that little area. So there was those little floaty gold things. Me and my sister decided, hey, let's go out to there and, you know, have some fun, you know, let's just party, like, you know, a small little floaty. And we went there and we realized, my sister had no idea. So someone said, look, there's a barracuda in the water. My sister had no idea what a barracuda was. So she told me, it's some huge, and I believed everything she said because I was so little. Like, it's this huge shark that only eats fish, but it can mistake a human's leg for fish all the time, so it might bite off your leg. And she said, and there's a barracuda surrounding us right now. And I freaked out. Like, I was so scared. And my sister was too, because she also believed it.
She scared herself.
Now, yeah. were you swimming, or did you...
No, we were on a floaty. We were on, like, a tiny floaty. And then I... Like,
so you could pull your feet up.
Yeah. So I was... So I, you know, was like, I'm not gonna die here, so... I jumped out, swam to a different floaty, and said, my sister and I are scared because we think a barracuda's gonna eat us. And they're like, aww, because I was little and adorable. And so, and then they're like, what's your name? And like, oh, wait, never mind, they're coming to save us. And then one of our friends came and swam over and saved us because they had no idea we were stranded.
Yeah.
Like, we were waving our arms, like, hey, help us. And like,
okay, so other than that, did you like that area? Did you like that?
We didn't go in the water after that.
Yeah.
We stayed in the cabana eating food. So, yeah, that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Just looking out in the water and saying...
Not again.
Not again.
So, and then we went to one of the private islands when we were on the Quantum. We went to their... Gosh, which one is Royals? Labadee?
The one in Haiti?
Yeah, Labadee.
What's the other one? What Labadee, and what's their other one? Do you remember? It's a key. No, it's a key.
It's a monkey.
Well, we went to it, and the beach was really rocky, and the kids were not interested. We got there. We were there. They tried to walk out into the water, and it was just really, really rocky. So
we actually, I remember on one of the carnival cruises, we went to an island. I don't know what island it was. But we went to an island, and there was a little beach there. We rented out a little area, and it was with our friends because it was a carnival cruise. And the water had a bunch of sea urchins, but they weren't the poisonous types, but they were still, you know.
Pointy,
yeah. And, well, there were ones that would make you numb. So, like, yeah, one person actually stepped on one. And they did not go swimming for the rest of the time.
That was Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, you want to wear water shoes.
Yeah,
I didn't have any, though, so did everything I could to not go on the ground.
We don't like to. It builds character. We don't like to.
Give them shoes. Yeah. Something up this hole.
We actually had to buy water shoes in Jamaica for the falls because Athena didn't have any. Yeah.
Yeah, and they were all completely Jamaican. They were all.
Yeah.
Like, they had black and red and
yellow.
Yellow, yeah, and they were just completely shelling Jamaica.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. That's a great souvenir.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Some
well, she doesn't she think it's wear a good souvenir.
Yeah, she will She's never wear them again.
Yeah.
So, Marcus, do you get any other souvenirs except for loud juice?
I do get souvenirs every single cruise ship I go on. The first, I get a model of the cruise ship I go on. It's to scale, I think.
Kind of. I think that they're bigger than that. And
yeah, kind of.
And our audience can't actually see them, but the girls can if you want to show them to them.
So this is the Allure of the Seas. It's the second biggest ship in the world. But when we went on it, it was the biggest ship in the world. So if anyone ever says, like, if anyone ever asks what ship I went on, I'll say I went on the biggest ship in the world. Because when we went on it, it was me.
By, like, a foot.
Yeah, and then also, I have more than these. This is my third Royal Caribbean model I have. I also have the Quantum of the Seas and the Enchantment of the Seas. And then I also have the Disney Fantasy with me right now. And I also have the Disney Dream. And it's nice, but the fantasy and the dream are twin ships. The fantasy is like 2 inches taller. So it makes it a very big difference, according to Disney. yeah, but this one was signed by the captain.
That's really cool. Yeah, that's a cool thing that Disney does. They have a little time period right near the end of the cruise, like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You can line up and you can buy your ship, or if you've already bought it, you can take your ship down there, and the captain will sign it and take pictures with you and everything.
Yeah. Do we take pictures? I think.
Oh yeah, I have.
Oh, we do. Okay. Yeah. And then I also have the Norwegian Escape.
Escape.
And this is the only Norwegian ship I have. Because we actually went on this for Christmas cruise. We were in Jamaica during Christmas. Well, it was 30 degrees here.
Now rub it in.
So that's all fun. And this is the only Norwegian cruise I've been on. And then I also have the Carnival Magic, which is the only Carnival model I have. But I've been on other Carnival ships before.
Just the Fascination is the other
Yeah,
one.
Well... Yeah. That's
the other one. Yeah. And so just in case you're wondering if kids mind that they travel over Christmas on a cruise ship, they clearly don't. They're down with it. So, because we do that every other year. So
we still get presents, but technically the big present is a cruise ship.
And you got a present from Norwegian, didn't you?
I got glow-in-the-dark sunglasses. I still have them, but just it makes no sense.
That's one of their glow party things. Norwegian does a, they used to have a white hot party, and now they call it their glow party.
Well, yeah,
they
probably
had leftovers.
We did not go to that.
It was after 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, so yeah, it's an adult.
If something was after 10 o'clock, we were already asleep.
They have a family version, and then they, carries on into the night. So
I only went to the adult version.
So, Marcus, we've talked about this a little bit already, but since Norwegian's the last ship you went on, what advice would you give to kids about the best food food that kids like? What do you think is the best kids food on that ship?
The best kids?
Pizza, ice cream.
Yeah, did you, yeah.
The burgers, what did you like the best?
The best food. Thing for, oh, food?
Yeah. You stumped him.
I feel like I should have studied for this test.
Was it bacon?
I know on Carnival, they found the fresh baked cookies, chocolate chip cookies, and that was a huge favorite on Carnival.
On Disney, was the first time we found that there was a dispenser on the pool that just had strawberry, chocolate, vanilla, and swirl of chocolate and vanilla ice cream. That just out of the dispenser, you had cones and cups. And that's where we were, like, the entire... Every single time we went to the pool, we would go straight to the dispenser, eat our ice cream, and then hop in.
Carnival does that, too.
Yeah Carnival and Norwegian
do that. Norwegian does it as well. I'm pretty sure Royal does as well.
I don't remember.
There was a time where they basically asked me every time we said we were going on a cruise, they're like, is there ice cream?
Yeah. We have all the ice cream.
And on the Norwegian Escape. On the Norwegian Escape, they had... not only did they have the... self-serve ice cream, they also had a guy who had more ice cream flavors, because on the Escape they didn't have strawberry, but the guy on the there was a guy at the buffet who had strawberry, chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, I think. They had all the flavors.
That's actually the widest variety of scoop ice cream I've seen on a cruise ship was on the Escape. And again, I don't frequent the buffet, so maybe I miss it. But usually the desserts consist of, like, a cobbler and something else, and then a whole bunch of cake pieces. Yeah.
Never cookies.
But they had, I want to say, like, 16 flavors of ice cream, scoopable, that was complimentary. And then they had a gelato bar upstairs where you could pay extra for gelato.
It was just...
So, yeah, we never tried
it. I do that. I pay extra for gelato.
You know, I would have probably, but it was way up, you know, and the ice cream was free at the buffet. Usually there's nowhere where you can get, like, free scoopable ice cream except for...
At the self-serve.
No, at the... No, scoopable, like...
Oh,
yeah, except at dinner where you can order it. So,
one of the things I'm just going to answer for him about one of the best food things is the Guy Fieri burgers on Carnival.
Those
are the best.
I had a traumatizing moment which made me never go to Guy Fieri. It wasn't even about the restaurant. I'm not sure I even want to describe it, but a guy fell down.
Oh.
And let's say there was a lot of things on the floor. He was running to the bathroom. He really had to go, and then he fell down. right in front of me, and I was about to get a BOGO, and I lost my appetite. And then I never went to that BOGO again.
Our audience is
God, I made you remember that story.
This burger's
everybody is hearing this.
And one big thing for us, too, is Marcus loves smoothies. But it's these. There's only one cruise line. I don't know if you remember which one. There's only one cruise line that includes smoothies in one of the drink packages.
And that would be Carnival.
No.
Norwegian.
Yeah. No,
I'm Disney.
Royal. Thank you for going through the mall.
You're right. He doesn't remember.
He doesn't remember. Yeah, because he doesn't pay for it. So he's like, whatever. I ordered smoothies. So we actually, he's very trustworthy with it. I've told him, you know, you're limited to this many smoothies a day, just depending on what the budget is. And he's never hit it. He'll never.
Good Lord. Yeah. More than one smoothie a day?
On this cruise, I allowed him two a day because they were not very expensive. And Carnival, they weren't either. They were like $5.50.
Well, how big are they? Because that's a meal.
They're like, well, they're about the size of, let's say, a medium in Wendy's. Mm-hmm. A medium cup.
A medium frosty, not a medium like soda, which is huge. But
yeah.
I guess you're a growing kid. I mean, I guess you need all this.
So one thing
I'm understanding, you have boys.
Yeah, I know, they're bottomless pits. I know.
So we're kind of running out of time, but I want to make sure we talk about the cabins because I know that there are certain things about the cabins on the different ships that you do and don't like. So you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So the Disney cabins, they have a lot of space in them. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's depending on, like, what type of cabin you get, because I think we got, like, a normal cabin, right? Just a, normal balcony.
On the Fantasy, we had an extended balcony. I don't know if you remember that.
But
the inside was just like any other.
Yeah, there was there was a curtain that would separate the bunk bed from the actual master bed.
King size.
Yeah, king size. And there was a little curtain, there was a red curtain that separated it if, you know, the parents didn't, like, want their kids.
Want to look at the kids.
Yeah. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the kids got the TV and on the kids' side, so, yeah, and there was a bunk bed for the kids, and if you pull down the bunk bed, you'll see the stars, and you'll see a constellation of Peter Pan, Wendy, Michael, John, and Tinkerbell.
So cute.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really neat.
Also, you can, the best part, because I was at the top bunk the entire cruise, which was a 7-day cruise, and that was the best part, because if I was not feeling like going outside, I just moved the ladder, had my feet hanging down, and you can watch any Disney movie, well, not any Disney movie, but they had a lot of Disney movies selected, so I just watched Aladdin, sat down with my feet dangling. And then
that's right. My kid goes on cruises to watch movies.
Well, yeah, I didn't feel like doing anything. And
that's your vacation too.
Yes, exactly.
And I think there was in Disney. Yeah, on Disney there was a little, like, some sort of telephone system that will work on the cruise ship. Mm-hmm. Where my mom can call me and say, "Hey, come down here. You need to eat," because I've been watching Aladdin, mm-hmm. not paying attention to the time.
The best room service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they do that.
Yeah. They've done that before.
Yeah. I think it was one time my sister said, "Room service is free here." I'm like, "Really?" Like, "Yeah." And they put everything I said I do not want on my sandwich on my sandwich. It was Carnival, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't order room service on Norwegian because they do charge for it on Norwegian.
Yeah, so make sure you enunciate of what you want on your food for room service for Carnival.
So Royal Caribbean, do you remember what you don't like about Royal Caribbean in the cabins? I'll give you a hint. It has to do with the beds.
The beds really?
No, the beds aren't bunk beds.
Oh, yeah, that was
so how do they do sad. Four in a cabin if they don't bunk?
It's a pull-out queen.
Oh, so you had to sleep together?
Yeah.
With his sister. That always goes really well.
Yeah. I try and hog the blanket as much as I can.
Yeah, he's a blanket hog. He turns into a burrito, and it causes so many arguments. We actually have to, we now ask housekeeping for a second blanket so that Athena doesn't freeze. Because he just wraps up in it like a little burrito, and there's no, you can't like get him out of it. It's all like, he is wrapped up like a cinnamon roll. So yeah, you can't extract him. It takes him like 15 minutes to get out of it in the morning.
But it's comfortable.
So yeah, so looking for bunk beds is really important for us now. Now that they, especially now that the kids are older. When they were younger, it was not a problem.
Didn't you get two cabins this last time?
On Carnival, we got two cabins because Carnival is cheaper with the prices. Well, you got two cabins for the price of one on a normal cruise. Mm. So if you have a big family, you can get four cabins, mm-hmm. and only have to pay.
Careful.
You have to pay money, but not a lot, as much as.
That's one of the things. I have a family of five.
The words are, Marcus, it's a better value.
Yes.
Yeah. For a family of five, there's not as many options, but Disney is good about having cabins for a family of five.
Yeah, Carnival is very strict about occupancy. So if the cabin will sleep three, then you need to put three people in it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they won't let you have it. So when you're trying to find connecting cabins for five, you have to find a triple and a double next to each other. You can't find two triples next to each other or, you know, so it's very, very specific. Yeah. So, you can only get the ones that fit your family, which also gives you very little flexibility if somebody adds or takes away or whatever. So, that having two cabins, that was the one time that we've really done that was this last Carnival cruise last year. And it was really great for the kids because then their beds were separated. So even though there wasn't a bunk bed situation, there were twin beds in there. And we had two bathrooms, which were a family of four when you have preteen teenagers.
Yeah, I don't want to be in a cabin with my children.
Yeah.
There's so many. They're so big.
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice. And then Norwegian, their cabins were really pretty small. So.
Yeah, it's actually kind of awkward to move around because, there would be someone sleeping and then, I got to go to the bathroom. I have to walk past every single person in this bedroom. Mm-hmm. In this cabin just to get to the bathroom and try not to wake anyone up.
Mm-hmm.
And, the things to put your clothes, it's very small, the little closet area.
Not a lot of storage.
And the actual closet was right next to the bunk bed, so you had to kind of squeeze in between the bunk bed. So, also, if you had to get something while someone was sleeping, you had to avoid falling down and kicking them.
Yeah, and it seems to be there are certain lines. Norwegian seems to be one of them, and Carnival is another, where if you need to make if you pull down the Pullman, you know, if you have a person sleeping in the Pullman, or if you have to pull out the sofa, it stays out for the whole cruise.
Mm-hmm.
They don't put it away every night like Disney does. Disney will, you know, wheel that thing back up into the ceiling and you'll have your room back. But we basically had bunk beds in the room for the entire 7 days. So we basically had about 2 feet of walking space between the bed, the main bed, and the bathroom, and that's it, you know.
But at least I had something to just lay down on for the
But then you had to crawl. The ladder was there, so every time we had to go in the closet, we had to move the ladder around. Because if it was out in the room, you couldn't walk by it. If it was by the closet, you couldn't get in the closet.
And every time I was sleeping, I had to move the ladder. And if I had to go to the bathroom in the middle of sleeping, I had to manually grab the ladder from one side and then put it on the, stabilize it.
How much longer do you think you're going to be able to fit on these bunks?
I don't know.
There's plenty of room in that for you, wasn't there? You weren't hanging off the...
Well, yeah, I wasn't hanging off, but I was almost hanging off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I would think once you hit teenager, it's kind of pushing it.
Yeah, you're 5'6" now, is that right?
I think.
5'6", so yeah.
Yeah, my kids are... Ellie's the short one, and she's 5'6". The boys tell me if it starts with 5, you're short.
Well, he's still working on it.
Yeah, neither one of my boys would go up in the bunk, especially not Fox. Oh, my God. Nobody would be under him because we'd be like, no.
I'm going to die.
It's maximum, I think the maximum capacity is one, but the maximum weight is 550 pounds for the...
Oh, the Fox could do that.
Yeah. If you can get up there.
Yeah,
it just means that it's not
going to be up. The ladder is kind of...
Yeah.
Helped climb up.
So do you remember anything about shows? We talked about the ice show on Royal Caribbean a little bit, but do you remember any shows?
Yeah, the Norwegian show, the Brat Pack, that's only for the Escape. And it has adult, wasn't it, it has adult language.
Themes, yeah.
Yeah. And adult, adult themes. So, and they said you can bring your kid as long as the parent's okay with it. It's not something like on the Disney shows where you can just, walk in. It's all fun. Yeah.
So did you go?
Yeah, I went. They trust me.
Yeah, and they actually... They liked it, which is surprising because it's all 80s movies references. It's all the John Hughes movies and then a couple of others. And,
had The Breakfast Club, Weird Science,
The Breakfast Club. Say Anything. Yeah, he doesn't even know what all the movies
and
were.
16 Candles.
16 Candles, yeah.
So now you have this mission to watch all those movies.
Oh, I don't have that mission. Athena does, but I don't.
And then there was another show you liked on this ship, The Flyboys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, The Flyboys was kind of like an a cappella group, but not really, because they didn't have any bass, so they had to use some of the instruments. One of them played a piano. Mm-hmm. It was a group, saxophone, yeah, and it was a group of four people. They were mostly from the UK. One person was from Australia. And
what kind of music did they do?
They did old songs. Well, they did new songs, but in an old style. Like, they did, they did songs that were released last month, last year, and they did it with songs, like, they did mix it up with Frank Sinatra songs and those types.
That's cool.
Oh, that was really cool.
Yeah.
And they did one Disney segment, but where they didn't mix up any songs, they just did Jungle Book.
Yeah, they were using Jungle Book songs, right?
I love the music from Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they had two shows. We only went to one of them. They had two different shows. We only went to the one where you eat, and then, like, it was a restaurant, but they also had a stage, so we got to see them film while eating. You know, it was one of the restaurants where you just eat what they give you. They just give you three courses and hope you like it.
And you did, didn't you?
Yeah. And they, yeah, but they don't really, they asked before if you had any allergies, so they didn't give you stuff
that would kill you.
Yeah. And they, and then they had a theater show, which wasn't, they didn't have a restaurant, because it was a theater show, and they, that was a different one from the restaurant show. They had a completely different, they had different music and different, different music. So they had different.
So have you made a list of, like, the next cruise you'd like to take, or some places you'd like to go on a cruise, or?
Well, I want to go to Alaska on a cruise.
Yeah.
Because, awesome. Yeah, Alaska is, it's the only, there's two states that are outside of the U.S., mm-hmm. And I've only been to Hawaii. Well, they're not outside of the U.S. Two states that are islands.
They're not
connected.
Continental.
And then they, and I've been to Hawaii, and I want to go to Alaska to complete that list of two.
Noted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do it.
We've got plenty of travel agents to help you out.
You have to go. You have to go give Norwegian another chance. Go check out the Bliss and get on that go kart track.
Yeah. It's their newest ship.
Well, that's our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. So leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page, and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/outlanderpodcast. Or just search for Fly Away, and please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Lindsay, Donna, Sandy, Elizabeth, and our very special guest, Marcus.
Yay!
Myself, Laura. Thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel. And we'll see you next week. We gotta fly!